Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon. I'm Rich Fontana, Special Assistant to the Commissioner of the Department of Transportation here in Western New York. Our Commissioner, Breach Reese-Dominguez, has asked me to provide an update to the community on the next steps this department intends to take regarding the Kensington Expressway. As everyone here no doubt is aware, the Department of Transportation had advanced a project to reimagine the Kensington Expressway, the whole corridor, and reconnect the neighborhoods of the cities of Buffalo's east side that were wrongly divided by this highway's construction. This project was years in the making and was a product of extensive community outreach with local stakeholders, including Restore Our Community Coalition, who advocated for this project for decades. We advanced the project as far as we could go, and we're on the verge of getting started while construction was to begin late last year when the courts put that work on pause and later ruled that the environmental impact statement must be done on the project, effectively hampering all of our efforts to date to bring that project to fruition. We're now confronted with a completely different landscape. There's new leadership in Washington and different policies and fiscal priorities as it relates to transportation. I want to be clear about this. The Department of Transportation remains committed to doing a project along the 33 Expressway. We will conduct a full environmental impact statement as directed by the court. Today, we are announcing Queen City Forward, an initiative to grow this project from the ground up. It's emblematic of what we want to achieve here with this project along the 33, and truly brings the Queen City forward. We want the entire city to be seen, heard, and understood. The people of the city must have their say. To that end, these are the initial steps that we will be taking. We will be conducting a nationwide search for a new project director, someone who has driven innovative projects with innovative design and delivery and knowledge of major project delivery requirements, including public engagement and consensus building. This won't be an easy task, but we will give it our best to do so. We already have some key new team members in place here in Region 5. Our regional director is Eric Mecca. Eric, raise your hand. Eric's our regional director, 30 plus years with the department. He's an engineer and a people person, so Eric's a great addition to the team here. Cameron Schultz is our regional design engineer. Cameron's been with the department over 25 years and takes over for Sanjo, who many of you have seen over the past. Ryan Whalen is our new PIO, local media, very, very knowledgeable about Western New York. And Tajay Jenkins-Jones, who's filming the camera there, is our community outreach specialist, and he is a member of the Buffalo community since he was born. So we have a good team in place, and I'll remain on the team as well to help out and do the best I can with local officials and help move the project forward. So we will be kicking off an outreach and listening tour beginning in October in areas across the region. We want to hear from as many people as possible before we formulate a new plan for the project along the 33. After we hear from the community, we will develop a scope for a new EIS. The EIS will include a traffic study and a potential fill-in and will include a traffic study on a potential fill-in option. We intend to do an in-depth analysis of where those 75,000 cars a day would go if we fill in the Kensington, and what the air quality impacts will be if traffic is diverted to other parts of the city. This will take time. Federal law requires us to start from the beginning on this. We will be meaning that the EIS will likely take up to 3 or more years of work to complete before construction can even begin. I also want to say a few words about the Skajakwita Expressway today. We have not forgotten about the Skajakwita. But at this point, our priority right now is the Kensington Expressway. Unfortunately, the legal proceedings surrounding the Kensington Expressway have impacted our plans related to the Skajakwita. Instead of beginning a study of the Skajakwita corridor this year, as we originally intended to do, our focus is now starting on a new EIS for the 33. In closing, the Skajakwita study and corridor improvement project will remain on the Regional Transportation Improvement Plan, as you know the TIP, as a future potential project. Let me be clear about this, folks. When a project on the 198 is ready for construction, funding will be in place to do that project. This is where we are. We look forward to re-engaging with the community in the coming months. We want to hear, listen, and collaborate. Thanks for taking your time today. I actually forgot to put my glasses on, so now that they're here, I didn't do that. But I want to thank Ryan for the larger print. I'm here to answer any questions if you have at this point, and go easy on me.
What happened to the former project director, and why the need to go back and start from the beginning?
Well, we're in a process now where we have to do a full EIS, and that involves a new process. And the former director, if you talk about Sajo, she retired. 34 great years of service here at DOT, very hard worker, put a lot of time in. She deserves her retirement. So, it's just timing of the issue. Very, very devoted to the project, though.
Why wasn't the EIS done before?
We felt an EA was an appropriate approach, but the courts have said that EIS is the way to go, so we're going to do that.
And there was already a public outreach push before.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We were everywhere.
So do you hope to gain now that you didn't gain before with getting the public's reaction?
New ideas. It's a project that's got a lot more legs now. People know it's a real project. Something could happen along the 33. So we're looking for some new ideas, people's ideas, what they felt about the old project, what they feel about the new project. And they'll have more information now as well with the traffic study that we announced. People will be able to make some more opinions of their own based on some actual information.
That includes capping. One of the ideas, the open ideas, includes mm-hmm. capping of filling in the Kensington,
sure.
like some of these local activist groups have been trying to push for, rather than a capping of the expressway.
Oh, it does include a fill-in option. We're going to study that.
Rich, the rendering that we've seen, the governor's office has promoted them. Been at different events in Buffalo over the past few years. That rendering of the tunnel, is that irrelevant at this point? Is that an option at this point? I mean, is that just, it could look like that, it could not look like that, basically what you're saying?
Yeah, as we're out in the community, if residents think that that's a great option that they want us to move forward, come to the meetings and express those opinions, I'd like to hear them. We're hoping to hear that feedback,
but
see what happens, see what they want to see.
It's all subject to change now, correct?
It's an open process at this point. We're starting fresh. We're starting with a full EIS. We have a new team in place. The new team's not reflective of the old team not being anything issue. It's just timing, but it's great to start off with a fresh team and go out to the public on a fresh approach.
The previous EA ruled out a fill-in option for not being feasible. Why is that all of a sudden now back on the table being considered?
Well, I would think that with further review, you look at all options. EISs are a little bit more encompassing, and it gives us a chance to look at it.
I think we should clarify, too, we're going to look at the fill-in option as we do this traffic study prior to the EIS, so that we know what kind of project we're looking at as we move to the EIS. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a part of it, or it could be a part of it, but the traffic study is going to come first.
Before the EIS?
Yes.
GBNRTC, other folks I've spoken to said, the fill-in option doesn't work unless DOT actively looks at the arterials that they control leading in and out of Buffalo.
Sure.
Will that be studied as part of this traffic study? Because you can't fill that in and then dump all that traffic on the Walden without updating Walden or Genesee or Broadway or Insert Street here.
My precursory knowledge of EIS as it will include it, because you need to have a cohesive plan of traffic, and those starts and stops will be part of a plan. But, you know, this is a little ahead of the game. Right now we're really doing the look at the community involvement portion of this process. We'll have more information about the EIS as we go, and that information will be also presented probably at community meetings, so residents know really what an EIS does.
So is there the opportunity to reach out to the folks that were opposed to lots of these options for you guys to start fresh to reach out to those groups?
Yeah, I mean, we've held community meetings in the past. We had stakeholder meetings, and everyone was, you know, at the table. We were all discussing things. We know people's views on the project. You know, and I think with the DOT coming forward now with this information today, that helps everybody, really. And we were at a meeting in July over the summer, and people were starting to get excited about this process and the new collaboration and the EIS.
Do we have any open meeting coming up or for anyone watching right now?
Yeah, well, we don't have a date and a time set yet, but we're assuming the first meeting will probably be in Buffalo, of course, and then in Eastside. And then look for that. We'll need your help to get that information out to the public, and we'll be providing that very soon to you. I'd say look for it, you know, October, you know, November, that type situation, and we'll continue to have meetings. And then once the meetings are complete, we'll compile that information, see what project is buildable, what's able to be done, and then start the EIS process.
You also alluded to an influence in the current administration in Washington. Mm-hmm. Is that, I think you used the term hampering, is there an issue there? Can you elaborate that a little?
You know, I don't want to go too much into funding, but I would say that I am not aware of any funding changes with the project. So, you know, there's transportation dollars that are meant for transportation projects, and this is a transportation project.
One more question.
The current administration has said reconnected community projects are mm-hmm. are off the table for that. Is this still being classified as a reconnecting community project?
Right at this point, the project is open. You know, we're starting fresh, so it doesn't really have a title. And this is the title, you know, how do we move Buffalo forward, essentially? So that's not really along those veins. And we'll see where that goes as far as the project goes and what the people want to see. I want to reiterate, though, the EIS process will not start with one project, of course. Multiple items will go into the EIS. Multiple things will be studied. It won't just focus on one project.
A lot of people felt the process for engaging the public was mm-hmm. flawed out of the gate. They didn't feel that mm-hmm. there was an effort by the DOT to invite anyone who didn't support the project, you know, outside mm-hmm. Of Rock, for example. How can you convince, and what will you do to convince those people who felt that way about the initial project that their opinion will be heard this time around, and it's not just a foregone conclusion that a cap is going to be the next time?
Yeah, well, I think with the DOT coming forward with essentially a blank slate, some type of you know, information have to be given to the public. They're going to want to know why they're at the meeting. We can't just say, well, what do you think about the 33? So we got to give some, you know, input, maybe even a survey of some kind, who knows. But these meetings will start to take shape, and you'll know more about the meetings in the future. But these are going to be open to the public, you know, many of them. You know, there's not going to just be one or two. And people can have their voice heard. They can write in and get the process started.
Right, and then let's wrap up.
And also at the past stakeholder meetings, all residents for or against the tunnel at the time were always welcome to speak. I always afforded much more time actually to the opposition than to the proponents.
What kind of support is this getting from local and state government? I know that when the original project was announced, it got widespread support from mm-hmm. state lawmakers, local lawmakers. What has this initiative now gotten in terms of support?
We've reached out to local elected officials, or, you know, we've received good feedback on this community input. I know I was speaking to the mayor, and he's like, you know, is the community going to be heard? And, you know, that's a main priority of the administration, that the community is heard, and we're committing to that.
It's fair to characterize this as a complete reset of the Kensington project?
Yeah, fully fair. Yep.
Yep. 2 years for the EIS, so construction could begin in 2028?
Well, we're talking about 2 or 3 years for the EIS. So then it would start after that process. So
it would be premature to give a date
of when it starts. But once the EIS starts, we're here in 2 to 3 years. It's pretty comprehensive. Nate Benson will be reading that for weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.